Who's excited to be at church today? Me. So good to see all of you guys today. I have a simple message for you guys today. Three things I want us all to remember. God heeds. That might be a new word. To heed means to hear, means to listen. God heeds, God leads, and God feeds. Say that with me. God heeds, God leads, and God feeds. Very good. This past week, I went bird watching with some of our students from our St. John's School. Who's ever been bird watching before? Maybe even just in your backyard, you look around and you see all the different pretty birds. And now is a good time to go bird watching, I learned, because they're all migrating now. You know, they all went to live down south in the winter. They all went to their condominiums in Florida. And now all of the birds are coming back up north. And now's a good time to see all of the birds. You know, this week, we call this Good Shepherd Sunday. And we do that because Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd and then refers to us, tells us that we're his flock of sheep. But today, we're going to be God's flock of birds, okay? You're all God's flock of birds today, all right? One of the things that you can flap your wings if you want. One of the things that I learned about bird watching this week is that more about hearing birds rather than seeing them, right? Hard to see the birds. They're often in the trees. They all have different voices. And in fact, there's lots of different types and species of birds all around us. But for the untrained ear, it all just sounds kind of the same, right? All the bird sounds, the bird calls kind of sound the same. It's hard to tell them apart. And so as God's flock of birds, all of us have a very unique voice. All of us have a special call. Who thinks that they can do their best bird call for me today? Anybody have a good bird call that they think they can do? Why don't we all do it together? I'll start. All birds kind of sound like cheep, 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 cheep. Why don't we cheep together? Let's be God's big flock of birds, okay? It's okay to be a little bit silly here. Caw, caw. Cheep, cheep, cheep. Very good. All of us have very different voices, but you know what? God heeds us. That means that even though we all have different voices and different bird calls, and I can't tell the difference when I'm outside between a robin or a cardinal or a blue jay, but God always hears us when we call out to him. Why? Because we're his very special flock of birds. Okay? God loves each and every one of us. In our gospel today, talked about how God the Father holds us in his hand and never lets us go. God's hands are kind of like our nest in life, where whenever we're in the hands of God, we're like God's little birds. We're in God's hands. And God always keeps us safe, always nurtures us and keeps us safe, and God will never let us go. God will never drop us and will never let us go. We're very special to God. He always hears us when we pray to him, when we call out. And God also holds us in his hand. We're very special to God, always keeps us safe. Okay, so God heeds us. God also leads us. I mentioned that now's the time of year when all of the birds are migrating together. Has anybody ever seen geese when they're migrating? What does it look like when geese migrate? Yeah. They make a flying V. Perfect. So we're going to make a flying V because we're God's flock of geese this morning, okay? Go ahead and stand up with me. Let's make a flying V. Show me what it looks like when geese fly together. I'll be at the front right here. So I'm in the front. Let's make a flying V. So we're going to make one line going that way, okay? Maybe this half over here. You guys can come over here, and we're going to make a straight line. Very good. Same thing over on this side. Yeah, why don't you make a flying V? And so I'm going to be at the front, and so we'll make two lines like this, okay? We're doing pretty good, but you guys got to pick a side here. Yeah, very good. Yep. So you guys, why don't you come on and join their line over here? Yeah, well, why don't you come up to the front here with me? You get to be in second place. Yeah, right here. Very good. And I'll let you guys pick a side too. Yeah. Yeah, just join on wherever. So we've got our great flying V, sort of. It's like a W. It's kind of a flying W, but we'll take it. God always leads us. I want to quote again the prayer that we heard at the beginning of Mass today. It said that God leads us to share in the joys of heaven so that the humble flock, that's us, may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before. And so where God's flock, where God's little flock of geese this morning, we make a flying V, and Jesus is always the one at the front. He's always the one who's leading and guiding us where we're going to go. Where are we going? We're in this flying V. We're migrating. Where are we going? Where are we going in this world? Where's Jesus leading us to?
Heaven.
To heaven, exactly. We are God's flock. And Jesus is leading us. He's the one who's going in front, paving the way, showing us the way, because he's the brave leader of the flock. And leading us to heaven. We always follow Jesus. If we stop following Jesus, we'll end up somewhere that we don't want to go, right? Well, we're trying to go to heaven, but we leave Jesus, we might end up in Ohio. some other place where I'm separated from the flock. So Jesus wants all of us to be together in one flock, one body, one spirit in Christ is what we do that. And how does God keep us together as his people? Well, he feeds us. So God leads us. He's at the head of the V, the flying V. We're going to heaven. And God also feeds us. We need special spiritual food if we're going to make it to heaven, right? You got to eat or else you get too tired. So why don't we all, I'm gonna take you guys on a little trip. So why don't you flap your wings? You can do your little cheating sounds too if you want. And follow me, okay? Yep, it's okay. You guys can follow me. We're going to make a little flying V. Yeah, come on up. Very good. Okay, flap those wings. Okay, try to keep the V. It's okay. Okay. I'm bringing you guys to the place where we're going to be fed. God leads us, and God always feeds us. Yeah, and so now we're in the church sanctuary, and whenever we come to Jesus, this is called the tabernacle. It's where we keep the Eucharist. And whenever we come up here, we're going to genuflect. So let's do that together on one knee. Very good. And you can stand up. All right. You guys can come on a little closer if you'd like. So we're here at God's flying V, God's big flock of birds. Who can tell me what's on the front of the tabernacle? There's a special picture and an image on there. Maybe you've never noticed this before, but what's on there? Yes. There's a bird on there. What kind of a bird is on the tabernacle? Just a picture. Yes.
My guess is the type of bird that goes in the water.
It's a type of bird that goes in the water. You are exactly right about that. What type of bird is it that goes in the water? Yeah. What do you think? Not quite a goose. That's a really good guess. A geese is the plural for goose. So that's a good guess, though. One more guess, and then I'll tell you. Yeah, what do you think it is?
A swan.
Not a swan. That's another really great guess. This is a bird called a pelican. It's called a pelican. Who's heard of a pelican before? Yeah. Why do we have a picture of a pelican on the tabernacle in church? Well, let me tell you. One of the great images or pictures that a lot of the saints and mystics of the church through all the centuries liked was the image of Mother Pelican. They believed that when there was a famine or when there wasn't enough food to eat, the Mother Pelican would actually feed her little baby chicks with her own blood. She would draw a little bit of blood from herself, and she would actually feed her chicks with her own blood to keep them alive. It's a powerful image, and a lot of the saints in our church's history saw this as how Jesus feeds us. Jesus, who is our leader, like a mother pelican, Jesus feeds us with his own body and blood so that we can make our long trip to heaven. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Yeah, about a pelican who feeds her little chicks. Now, today is a special Mother's Day, and we remember the way that all of our moms have really helped us. And they feed us, right? They lead us. They show us the way to God. And God is sometimes like a mother pelican. Love all of his babies, all of his sons and daughters, and feeds us and leads us as well. So what have we learned today? That God heeds us, that God always hears us when we pray to him. We all have special voices, special bird calls, and God always listens to us. God always leads us to heaven. We're God's flock flying in a V, and God feeds us as well. Amen? Amen. Let's make a little flying V and we can fly back to our parents now, okay? Very good. All right.